This is Maria Tells All, and this is your host, Maria. Today, it's actually been a little bit of time since the last time I podcasted, I think about a week or so. And, you know, it's been a pretty busy week. It's actually lots of homework, and it's kind of crazy. Last week, we chose the classes that we're going to take for next year, so I'll tell you guys about that later. First of all, I just want to say, I believe this is my fourth episode, and today is just going to be kind of random. I made a little list of stuff I want to talk about, but, you know, still kind of random. The first thing I wanted to say is, I found out this weekend that my older sister, who's 20, and almost 20, she'll be 20 this year, and she goes to a university near here, she lives in dorms, that apparently she was listening to my podcast. So I've advised her not to, and, you know, I hope that she won't. And, you know, if anyone is listening right now, knows me, unless, you know, I just directed you guys toward here. If anyone here knows me, or just family, friends, whatever, I'd prefer if you just kind of turned off the podcast, don't listen. It's a private thing. I don't really care if people who have no idea who I am listen, but, you know, I do care if people who know me and know what I really like in person and stuff, hear this and everything like that. So, okay. Let's see. The first thing I wanted to tell you guys, I actually got a Frapper map, a couple days ago, and it's just this, a map where all your friends or fans or listeners or whatever can, post where they are. And a message and a picture and stuff like that. So my Frapper map is at frapper.com/MariaTellsAll. And Frapper is actually, there's no E, it's just frapper.com/MariaTellsAll. I'll put in my notes for the show. And so anyone who's listening, you know, you can head over there and you don't need an account or anything to put yourself on my map. You just go on there, tell me where you are, and, you know, that's cool. And I actually have two friends on there. I think that one of them, it says his name is Matt, I think one of them just comes automatically with the map, so I don't think he's, like, an actual friend thing. But also, I have another friend, Evan from Shut That Bitch Up. He requested me my friend after I put myself on his map. And his show, I love it. I was actually listening to this as I was walking home today from school. And, so it's, Evan and Thomas, they both, talk and stuff, just about random stuff. It's called Shut That Bitch Up. And so, yeah, those are my two friends on there. So I hope that, you know, other people will go on here, and that'll be really cool, you know, just see where people are. And, you know, if you get onto my map, then I'll definitely do a little shout out to you on here. So that's cool. Okay. So, the other thing is, if you want to email me, my email is mar-mel@juno.com. So email me, tell me, whatever you want. I got an email from someone, from a listener. And it was my first email. His name is Francois, and he told me that he really likes my podcast. He doesn't usually listen to podcasts very much, but he liked mine. He said, you know, I have a really nice voice, so that's cool. And I also mentioned on the last podcast that I had recorded a pretty long podcast, about an hour long, about my trip to China that I took last year, and I really, you know, and there's just no space on Podomatic for that. And he said, he was really nice, and he said, you know, like, he can host my file, and then I can mention his site on here. And I went to his website, it's really cool, I'll tell you guys about it in a second. So, but that actually, it won't work right now. If you guys want to hear it, and you want this to work out, or you want it for yourself, go to podomatic.com and go to their contact link. It's at the bottom of all their pages. It just says contact us. And write in there that you'd like to be able to alter the RSS feed on, to be able to include podcasts or MP3s hosted on other websites. And they said that they've had a lot of requests, and every request brings it, brings that up on their list of what to do. So I already contacted them. So it'd be really nice, if you could just go ahead and, ask them for them to add that feature so that we could alter our RSS feeds. So I won't be able to do that right now, but I emailed with Francois a bunch of times. He's from Montreal, Quebec in Canada, and he has a really cool website. I haven't had a whole lot of time to go through it. I definitely will later. And but I've been through some of it, and it's really cool. It's called, and I hope I pronounced it right, Insolitology. And what they say is on here, they say it's a term coined by the makers of the website, who are Ali and Frank, and from the Latin word insolitus, which means unusual, strange, uncommon, and the Greek logos, which means study. So this website's about the study of things that are unusual and strange. And it's really cool. They go into lots of weird things. Like, they look at websites and people and stuff that are just odd. So you can check it out. It's insolitology.com. And that is spelled, 1 second, insolitology.com. And from there, you can just check out the links and stuff like that. So it's really cool. And so as soon as podcast has that, they allow us to do that, to change our RSS feeds, I'll be able to actually, Francois said he'll host my China podcast, and you guys can listen. So I'm really looking forward to that. Okay. Oh, and as long as I'm on the subject of cool websites, I got home and my sister was telling me about this really cool website where they show the different graphic design they've done. I'm really into graphic design. I don't have a huge amount of time for it, so I haven't done a whole lot lately. And I'm definitely not as good as the website, but it's fluideffect.com, fluid like FLUID effect with an E at the beginning, .com. And it's a portfolio of a company of graphic designers, and they show some things like one thing. If you go to, let's see, portfolio, agree, and then before and after, you can see pictures that they've airbrushed, and they actually show you what they look like before they're airbrushed, and it's done so well. But at the same time, it's really, really cool because you can actually see what these people looked like before. But at the same time, of course, people. In America, we all, and other countries too, of course, but in America, we see these models who look just amazing, not a blemish, just absolutely clear skin and everything. And they're really not like that, and it makes us feel like we have to live up to some standard that really doesn't even exist. And so you can actually see on here, I'm looking at a few of the pictures, and the models, before they have these. Kind of unclear skin with like spots on it and freckles. I think they have a picture on here from a Simple Life, where it's Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie, two people who I really do not like, but it's still pretty interesting. They didn't do a whole lot of stuff on here, but they actually made Nicole Richie's legs a lot thinner. Like, they totally shifted the picture over a little bit. It's hard to explain, but it's just crazy. Her legs just, they before, like, you can see they're kind of bigger and wider, and they made it small. And, I think it's cool on the one hand that we can do that with our technology, but on the other hand, it's pretty awful. The fact that we're looking at these people who we feel like we have to look like them, but we don't. But nothing against the website. That is just a job. I'm just saying, if you want to check it out, it's really cool. Fluideffect.com. Okay. Now I want to tell you guys about something really funny that happened like a week ago. I was eating a banana, and this sounds so weird. I was eating a banana, and remember I told you guys in the last episode the last podcast that I had a project where I studied advertising. Well, apparently they found new places to advertise. I was looking at my banana, and it's like the brand Dole, and usually they have those little stickers on it that say that. But this one, and there's like five different varieties. They had some of the bananas had stickers on them of Curious George, because the movie's out now, or out soon, or something. I don't know. And it was just a little either just the word Curious George or image of a monkey or something, and when it said Curious George, and it was just hilarious. I saved a bunch of bananas. I took a few great pictures of myself holding the bananas. I think I'll probably make that as like the main picture for this episode. That'd be cool. So you guys can look on that, and maybe I'll put some of the pictures up on the photo bucket, which is photobucket.com/albums/F23/Maria Tells All. But again, there might not be anything on there, but I'll try to put some of those pictures up. So, that was awesome. I just started collecting those bananas, and I took pictures of them, and I was showing everyone, and it was awesome. I just think that's hilarious. I mean, obviously it's a banana, and monkeys and stuff stereotypically eat bananas and everything, so I just think it's funny. You know, a little kid will be eating a banana, telling them that they'll look at it, and they're just going to be like, Mommy, I want to go see Curious George. So I think that's really cute. So another thing, this last weekend, it wasn't very interesting. I had kind of, not a lot of homework, but I had a chemistry lab report and stuff like that. And so I had a lot to do this weekend. And so on Saturday, I worked at the hospital, you know. And I think, I don't know. My sister was home, like I said, was home for the weekend. She comes about every, 3 weeks or something like that. And she, a few weeks before that, my cousin, who's, I think, 24 years old, she was at her house. She was looking through this little recipe book. And she found a recipe for, I think it's called chocolate cream cheese flan. And it was from this, I signed up to get this free magazine that it's from Kraft Foods, where they have pretty good recipes. We haven't made very many of them, but the funny thing is that, you know, every single recipe includes at least one or two or three of Kraft Foods. So it's just a way to sell them, you know, but free little recipe book or magazine or whatever, so that's cool. And if anyone wants it, it's at kraftfoods.com. And no, I'm not being paid to advertise it. It's just, And so my cousin asked my sister to make that, and so she made the chocolate cheese chocolate cheesecake flan, and I had flan once before, and it was kind of gross. It was all custardy and everything, but it was really good. And we were watching it, and we were eating it a little bit of it on Saturday night while we were watching The Birdcage on TV, which is a movie that I totally love. I love it. It's kind of silly, but yeah. And then yesterday we went over to my grandparents, and we ate dinner with them, and we brought that and everything. And then it was really funny. Actually, later on when we got home, we actually called my cousin, and because she had wanted to try some, obviously, since she asked my sister to make it. And so she came over, and she ate the flan, because we had already had some. And we talked and everything, and we don't see her very often. I mean, she has a job. I think she just finished college, and you know, she has a boyfriend who they've been together since, I think, junior year in high school. So that's really cool. I'm so happy for her. She promised me that I'll be a bridesmaid at her wedding, and they'll probably get married in 2 or 3 years. I don't know. Not too soon, but I'm really excited. I want to be a bridesmaid. I've never been one. I don't even know if I've ever even been to a wedding. I always cry at the weddings on TV. But anyway, so we don't see her very often, but she came over yesterday, and we were talking and stuff. And one of the things we were talking about was just a couple hours earlier, we had been at my grandparents', and the thing with my family is we all almost our entire family lives so close to us. It's great. Well, I mean, I guess it all depends on your opinion of whether you want to be with your family and stuff. But, you know, our family is really close. My other cousin's family lives just a couple streets, maybe like 3 or 4 streets over in a townhouse. And my grandparents all live in this one apartment that's on this street, like four blocks away or something. I don't know. That's estimation. But my grandma and my grandpa on my dad's side, they split up about 3 years ago or so. They still both live in the same apartment building, but different rooms and stuff, a couple floors different. And also my grandma lives there, but a different too. And she used to live there with my grandpa, both on my mom's side. But he passed away a few years ago. So so we go over there about once a week, usually on Fridays, but this Friday we were really tired. So we were at my grandma on my dad's side, and we were just, relaxed and stuff, and we were trying to convince my grandma that it's not necessary or right or, a sign of an amazing daughter or son or whatever, that... Well, basically, she thinks that a son or adult, son or daughter, should every single day when they get home, call their mother and father to tell them they got home. And I'm not talking about, if they live together, maybe they, for some reason, an adult and their parent live together or something, they're going to be a little late. Not that, but just if they are going to be... for example, if we were trying to explain to her, she thinks, my parents are usually home at about 6 or 6:30. Well, if they're going to go to a store and they're going to be home at 7 or 7:30, she thinks they should call my grandma, just call her and tell her that. And we're trying to convince her, because the truth is, in that case, if we do that, she spends that time worrying. If, it's 5 minutes, like, my mom used to, when she, because, my parents moved here, we all moved here when I was about 1 and a half, and so, my dad got a job after, a career, he had jobs, of course, but, he got the job that he works at now, at a computer company, while my mom was still in university, and my mom had to, she was a doctor in Russia, but, an eye doctor. But since the human body is the same here as there, they would make you go through another 5 or 6 or whatever years of school and pay so much. And we were on welfare for the first couple of years, and not anymore. But and so it was just not possible. So she was studying for other stuff, and now she also works in the computers. But it used to be that my dad would go to work, and every day as soon as he got there, he would call my mom. She would ask him to do that. And then one day he just told her, I will call you, but it might not be right when I get there. It might, I'll just call you before lunch, but just when I have time, when I can really, just sit down and talk to you. And because usually she was, and that day, like, she worried, he hasn't called yet at the normal time. What if something happened? What if there's a car accident or something like that? But after a couple of days, she realized that was right, because now she knows that, and this is the thing I was trying to explain to my grandma, if there was something wrong, she would know. So this way, the only reason that she has to worry is if, we actually call and tell her that something happened, and otherwise she's worrying all the time, if she doesn't hear from us, she's worrying, and that's just not good. So anyway, we were telling her about that, but I guess it doesn't particularly get through. That's just, I don't know, she didn't really understand, I guess. But anyway, and then the other thing about my grandma, or the same grandma, is she thinks that, like, one of the most important things a mom has to do is always tell her opinion to her daughter. Like, a few weeks ago, we were all having dinner together, and my other grandma, she makes us, or she's currently knitting us all these, like, shawls. And so she called my sister over to you know, at find out if, like, the length was right or something. And if she liked the pattern. And my other grandma, the one I was talking about, she was asking my mom, well, why aren't you going over? You should be going over telling her your opinion and everything. And my mom was just saying, like, you know, I think that my daughter, you know, my almost 20-year-old daughter can make her own decisions about, you know, whether the length is, the length of the thing is right, you know. But my grandma just thinks that, no, her mom, a girl's mom should always tell her opinion on everything, which, I mean, certainly, I can see why my grandma in her old-fashioned ways thinks that, but at the same time, you know, my sister, she's smart, she's in college, she can make her own decisions on what, like, the pattern and length of her shawl. So, you know. The other thing we were also talking about was telemarketing, and I know people are unfairly cruel to telemarketers, you know. I know it's people doing a job, but the truth is that it's telemarketing, it's really rude. You know, they call at times when you're with your family, or you're busy, or you're working, or you're sleeping, and it's not right. And, you know, now that there's a do not call list, which I kind of wish my parents were on it, I kind of wish my parents would take us off it, because I read about all these cool things you can do to, you know, kind of prank the, oh god, I'm awful, but I read about all these cool things you can do to, you know, kind of play little tricks on them. And this one, I'm sure people have done a lot of times, but I didn't read this anywhere, but, about a year ago, we were helping to clean out my aunt's apartment, because, she had cancer, and she was currently, in the hospital and stuff, and we wanted to help her out, and we were over there, and she gets a lot of telemarketing, but just so you know, she's fine now, she's, back, she has a job, and she's beat the cancer and everything, but, she got so many telemarketing calls, it was just so silly. And so one of them, my cousin, which is my aunt's daughter, but not the one who was over here, her sister. And she took the phone, and she was, like, obviously trying to hang up. Like, the woman just would not stop talking. She was like, thank you, but I really don't, but the lady would keep talking. And finally, I was just like, Anna, sorry, Russian accent, anyway. I was just like, Anna, give me the phone. And so I took the phone, and I just said into there, I'm sorry, we don't speak English here. And then I hung up. And that was so much fun. I don't know. It's not right, but it really was fun. I don't know. But, and I was telling one of my friends about that today, and she was saying that it'd be even funnier if I actually kind of extended that. Like, I'm really sorry, I'm really interested in your product, but I just can't get, I don't understand what you're saying, because I don't speak English. But I really expanded that. But, I don't know. And so I'm looking at this one website. It's called crankycustomer.com. My sister sent it to me yesterday. And it was just, like, people post comments about, like, what they did for telemarketers. And there's this one. It's hilarious. It's this lady saying that she was up north vacationing. I'll just paraphrase this. She was up north vacationing, and she answered the phone at her dad's place. And she asked the telemarketer to wait while because she wanted to talk to her dad. So she went out to... she told her dad to go outside and crank up the chainsaw, and then when she gave him the cue, he would make, just as, like, says, the most wretched scream he could muster, and then turn it off. So, like, she went out there and told him, she went back and told the telemarketer I work in the yard, and she would take the cordless phone to him. And then when she got closer, she gave her dad the cue, and he screamed, and he, like, just screamed, like, awfully, and he could turn off the saw and kept screaming, and she was like, oh my god, my dad just cut off his hand with the chainsaw, what should I do? And so the telemarketer said, call 911, and so it says here, to which I replied, okay, but I'm really interested in your product, could you please leave me your information so I can get back in touch with your company? And she kept her on the line for another 2 minutes while her dad screamed in the background as she, you know, fake took down information, and then it says, she kept telling me I should call 911, and I kept telling her how interested I was in her product. By the end, she was praying for me, and I just kept thanking her for her call. And it says, my guess, she's still in therapy. So that's funny. And yeah, I don't know. I actually have a book about pranking telemarketers, and like one where you just use the most ridiculous words, like you replace normal words with words that don't actually mean anything, or they don't fit in that sentence, or stuff like that. I don't know. So I'm looking at what I was. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to talk to you guys about. I just realized this has been a pretty boring podcast. It really has. But, you know, I was just talking about websites, stuff like that, but whatever, you know. But, email me, tell me what you guys think. My email is mar-mel@juno.com, mar-mel@juno.com, and I'm hosted at mariatellsall.podomatic, which is podomatic.com, and you can leave me comments. I haven't gotten any comments or anything like that, but you can leave me comments there. And like I said, email me, but with the subject, podcast or something. I want to know whether it's junk mail or spam or something else. And oh, speaking of that, I wanted to tell you guys, in my school, we took the PSATs about 3 or 4 months ago, and I got my results back, and they were good. I mean, on math, I had a higher score than 91% of sophomores, higher than 96% for critical writing or something like that, and that was cool. And now, since you know they sell them all the information, test scores and everything to colleges, I have been getting so much college mail. Like, I've been getting lots and lots of advertisements for me to go to certain colleges and stuff like that. And it's hilarious. A few years ago, my sister was doing this, and I always wanted all the mail from colleges who wanted me. And I love getting mail. Like, I'll go to, I don't know, I just love getting mail. It's so much fun. It's just so much better than email. But, so I've been getting lots. I'm actually saving it in a bag. I'm putting it all in this IKEA bag. And when my sister was doing it, she had this laundry basket that she had just stuffed with college, with letters from colleges. And it was so cool. And we were planning on burning it when she chose to go to the college she did. We were planning on burning it in our fireplace just for fun, you know, like the decision's been made. But I think we ended up just tossing it out or something. Except for one piece of junk mail, which I absolutely loved. It was hilarious. It was just like, they took her name, our address, zip code, city, everything, and they were just like incorporating it in there, like to make it more personal and stuff. And like it would say, we're sure the neighbors at, and then it said our street, will be so happy to hear that Sasha, and our last name, is going to this, and it was just hilarious. And I always wanted that, and so now I'm getting it. I'm saving them. I'm also getting lots of emails, which is, it's so annoying. So anyway, that's what I was saying. So I know it's not spam. Send me a message with, you know, something like, the name of my podcast, or just podcast, or something like that. Just so I know what this is. So that's pretty much it. I'm trying to think of, let's see, what else? Okay, oh yeah, my Frapper map. If you want to check it out, it literally takes like a second. I'd love to hear where everyone's from. It is Frapper, which is frapper.com/mariatellsall. And, like I said, I currently have two friends, so I hope that you guys will go on there. It's really easy. You just sign up, and by the way, if you sign on to my map, I'll consider us friends and sign myself onto yours. So, and I'll do a shout out for you on here. So that's about it for today. I believe we're at just under 30. It's like 30 minutes right now. So that's it. This has been Maria Tells All. Bye.